Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show.
My name is Andy Arnott, if you don't know who I am just yet, and I'm joined with my partner, Amy. And today we're super excited to show you guys what we've been working on kind of in the background for the last few months. We've kind of mentioned it, but we've never really debuted it, if you will. Like a debutante, huh, Amy? Is that what we're going to call it? Our debutante debut?
Yeah, I think so. I think that sounds great.
All right. So today, guys, we're going to introduce you to RebateJet, but we're also going to give you guys some really valuable information on how to run an Amazon launch effectively. Now, we're going to feature our tool, of course, in this live, but these tactics will work pretty much anywhere. So we're super excited to show you guys. So without further ado, let's get started. I will share my screen so you guys can see all this good stuff.
And Andy, I'm so excited while you're bringing that up because so many people struggle with external traffic, getting external traffic to their Amazon listing. There's so much competition on Amazon now, and there always has been, but more so now than ever before. And the thing is, really, your competitors can run PPC, they can write an optimized listing, they can do all of these things to be able to rank and compete against you. They can even put their product inside of your listing page, but you can drive external traffic to your listing and offer amazing promotions, which is going to increase your conversions. And that is one of the most powerful ways to rank against your competitors. So we're going to show you some tactics of how to do that with our tool and what are the best methods of doing that. And we hope that you'll join our RebateJet sellers community and help us really make this into something that you guys just love and you feel like you're part of and it's built for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, since we just launched, we've already added so many great features. We feel like as a rebate platform goes, that's kind of where we started, but we're going to be so much more than a rebate platform. And I think we're already making leaps and bounds over some of the other platforms out there. So we're super excited about that. So today we're going to show you the JET method. And so that's using offsite traffic, rebates, and promotions to scale and rank. And Now, a lot of times we get questions all the time. I know Amy does. I know I do. This is like the dark arts. Like, people don't realize or don't really know how they can rank. And so we are going to show you how you can rank on Amazon. And I know I've done this process over and over again. I know that Amy's done this process. We may do it a little bit differently, but kind of the basis is pretty much the same. So,
Andy, they should know your background and the fact that you have had launch software in the past in your portfolio. You have a ton of experience in this area. Not only that, how many SKUs do you have, Andy?
I have over 800. And yeah, so just a quick background on myself. I've been doing SaaS, software as a service. So internet website type company since I was 19 years old was my first one. So this is isn't my first rodeo. It won't be my last. I know that. We're gonna blow this out, make it super successful, and then move on to the next thing. But right now, this is what we are really, really excited about. Yeah, today I'm going to show you guys kind of the methods that I've used over and over again to launch successful products on Amazon, some of which sell thousands and thousands of dollars in a single day. How I've done that is we're going to call it the JET method, which is just everything together method, and why you absolutely need to do this in order to win on Amazon. All right, so some prerequisites. These are the things that you need to have in place in order to have this process work. If you guys don't know how to do this stuff, go back to our podcast Seller Roundtable, get into Amy's Facebook group, get into my Facebook group. You know, if you want to jump into the Rebate Jet group, that's, it's fairly new because we're just starting out, but you know, get in there and start interacting, and feel free to reach out to us if you guys, you know, need to know where to go to get some of the background, the essential stuff here. But just quickly here, something you guys really need to start with is a fully optimized listing. So that includes great photos, great copy, SEO, keywords embedded. Once again, we're not going to go too deep into that because we feel like you guys should already kind of have a basis on that. If you don't, go back and watch all our free training on that. The item needs to be in stock at Amazon. So fulfilled by Amazon, you could merchant fulfill. We have done that before. It's just not as successful. One of the things is, you know, people, you know, shoppers on Amazon now really see that Prime badge as building trust and knowing that they're going to get their product quickly, getting good customer service, all those things that, you know, what the reason why Amazon has grown so quickly. So definitely suggest that you have that item in stock at Amazon. You need a competitive launch price. So at least 10% below kind of the top competitors. Take your three top competitors, average their price out, and then go 10% below that. If you want to even be more aggressive, find the lowest top competitor and go 10% below theirs. Kind of the basis of this method is to pick three mid-tail keywords. So mid-tail keywords means, if you don't know what there's a, you know, kind of three tiers of keywords. One is long tail, which is like a phrase with multiple words. One is mid tail, which also has multiple words, but is a little bit more popular. And then you have your main keywords. Those are the ones that have a lot of volume, but generally have more competition. So for example, here, I've given you guys a couple of examples. When you use these keywords, these three to five keywords, you know, if you're not super experienced and you don't have a lot of budget, definitely just try to stick to about three keywords. But here you can see, you know, what I've done is you want your most, you know, we'll call it the money keyword. So the keyword that's going to get you the most volume and the most sales if you rank for it. So in this case, if we were talking about a ballpoint pen, right? So we'd want to do, you know, we'd pick these three keywords. So ballpoint pen with grip, blue ballpoint pen, and refillable ballpoint pen. Now these three should all also be very relevant to your product. So if you weren't selling a blue pen or a ballpoint pen with some kind of, you know, special grip, you would not want to pick those keywords. You want to pick mid-tier keywords that also have those, you know, those main keywords contained in those phrases. And that's kind of the secret sauce. That's kind of how you're going to get, you know, you're going to work your way up to those big ranks. All right. So the first part of this launch process is PPC. So for Amazon PPC, you need the following at minimum at launch setup. If you want to go more into this, we also have a lot of free training. We have a paid training on our PPC masterclass if you guys really want to get deep into it. But you guys can do this without, you know, that. This is kind of the basics, kind of the requirement that you need to have in place to get this method to work. One of them is an auto PPC campaign. So, you know, if you don't know how to set that up, you know, you can go back once again to our podcast, to a lot of the lives, to the videos we've done to see how to do that. If not, you can use YouTube as another great resource. Once again, we're not going to go too deep into these processes because we're assuming that you already know how to do these things. An auto PPC campaign, you want to bid at least 10% over the suggested bid range. So when you set up that auto campaign, Amazon will usually give you a range. It'll say like, you know, people are bidding between 75 cents and $1.25. The suggested bid is, you know, 90 cents. So you want to go 10% above that middle value at least. That's, I would say, at a minimum 10% over. A manual PPC campaign with those three to five mid-tail keywords. So in other words, you know, if we're going to go back here real quick, ballpoint pen with grip, blue ballpoint pen, and refillable ballpoint pen. Those are the three keywords that you're going to want to start with. Now, if you have a larger budget, you can go ahead and target a lot more of those relevant keywords. But, you know, if you really want to stay laser focused, which I suggest to really go after those three keywords and rank for them, you're going to want to stick to those three keywords. Now, I suggest kind of a different, you know, the three different match types here, as always, that you want to start out with to see what is going to work the best for you. But in terms of getting ranked, you want to get super, super aggressive with the exact matches. And then that way, you know that you're going to, you know, that these three terms that you picked are going to get ranked. All right. Next, one quick thing here is one thing you want to take note of with the PPC campaigns, just a couple of other quick bullet points. You want to try to spend enough money to get on your auto campaigns, at least 10 to 20 clicks per day. And same thing with the manual campaigns. Once again, if you have more budget, you can scale that up, but at a minimum, you want to try to stick to those values. All right, instant rebates. That's what we're calling it on our platform. Before they would call, you know, people were calling them discount codes, promo codes, things like that. We're calling them instant rebates. And for the instant rebates, you should have the following setup: one-time use codes, maximum of 70% off. You don't want to go above that. You know, something you also want to be aware of, that is the absolute max. Amazon's, you know, looking at these large instant rebates, kind of, you know, a little more closely. If you're a new seller, you have to also be extra careful because they'll have algorithms that look at those, you know, those values. So, you know, don't try to give 100 units away at 70% off in a couple of days, or your account could get flagged. But you definitely want to use this in your arsenal. Maybe give out three at 70% off, you know, three to five or you know, in that range. And all that's going to do is really start getting some attention, some traffic, some sales to that listing. Something else you want to do is go into your product listing and set the max order quantity to one or two. Some people do 5, 10, whatever you're comfortable with. The reason you want to do that is if somebody gets a hold of multiple, promo codes, they can't, or if they get, if they add multiple, of those items to their cart, they can't get that discount on more than one item. So you want to set that max quantity to one. Another kind of integral, requirement to this process is a two-step URL. And I also have a SFB, which is search, find, buy. If you want to look that up, that's more advanced. We're going to try to keep it a little bit more basic today. And usually the search, find, buy, you don't want to use unless you're on page one or page two. In this case, we're in the launch phase. So we're going to use a two-step URL. We'll explain more about that a little bit later. All right, rebates. These are the cash back rebates. So in other words, somebody buys your product at full price, and then within 30 days, you issue them a rebate. For them to be effective, generally, you want to do a rebate minimum of about 70% off. Once again, you want to try to do about three rebates per day if you're just starting out with a new product. And once again, you want those two-step URLs in place. Now, something to take note of when you're using those two-step URLs, you want to make sure that you're using those two-step URLs in every single one of these marketing locations. So in other words, you know, you want to take those three two-step URLs that you're going to have in place with each keyword and then use them in the various places that you're promoting. If you can only pick a single URL in some of those promotion locations, pick the one that you're most wanting to concentrate on and rank for. All right, so another source that you want to have spun up is offsite traffic. So this is things like Google, Facebook, Pinterest, things like that. You want to do a little bit of research and maybe do a few test ads early on, you know, maybe spend $5 and see where your audience lives. So in other words, you know, if you are selling bikinis, you know, Instagram is probably going to be the place that you're going to want to advertise. If you're selling office products, then Google search is probably where you're going to want to be. If you're selling, you know, a drone that you have a cool video demo video on, you know, then you're back to things like Facebook, Instagram, you know, visual platforms. Try to spend, once you've got the your audience picked out, try to target about $10 to $20 a day. Once again, you can, you know, craft this to your budget and you know, whatever you can fit in there. But to really try to get that momentum, you know, $10 to $20 a day should get you some great momentum there. Once again, whenever you're setting up the ads for these platforms, you want to make sure that you're using that two-step URL. All right, micro influencers. So these are people that, you know, have a following on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, things like that. You know, in my experience, the micro influencers end up being better because you can hire more for about the same amount or less than like a macro influencer, somebody who's got a huge audience. Some great platforms to find those are places like Tomlinson. Instagram, you can just use the messenger or the message to reach out directly. You know, same thing with Facebook, things like that. Just reach out to somebody if you see that they're in your niche or have your target audience and say, hey, I want to work with you. You know, what would it cost for me to, you know, get you to mention my brand or my product? Once again, the two-step URL is important. You would want to give that to your influencer. You could even spin up like a Bitly link and embed that two-step URL. You know, that's something that you definitely want to do. Okay, real quick here, we're going to show you how easy it is to set up campaigns on RebateJet. I'm going to show you, you know, a promotion, aka instant rebate. You know how you can do an instant rebate now. You can see here the photo says promotions. We recently changed that to instant rebate. So this is how you can create an instant rebate. And what an instant rebate is a customer gets a discount code, goes to Amazon, buys the product with a discount. First thing first, you create new. You'd pull in the information from Amazon with the ASIN. You would set your category. And then this is where you're kind of filling in your fulfillment channel. So FBA, FBM, when you want the campaign to start and end, the discount that you're providing with those codes, and then how many codes you want to release per day. And then of course your super URL. As you can see here, it's pretty easy. We made this setup extremely easy. And we think that you guys are going to really enjoy, you know, how much time and effort we put into making this process easy and powerful. All right, next, you're going to import the codes from Amazon. If you don't know how to do that, once again, at the end, we're going to give you a link to kind of show you guys how to go through all of this step by step. But here's where you would import your one-time use codes. And here we will get a little preview of those codes. And then you'd submit that campaign. Now, once you submit that campaign, you know, people usually just, you know, walk away from that promotion from that point on. And that's absolutely the wrong thing you want to do. Once you get that set up, you know, then you want to start sharing it to all your social media channels. Even if you don't really have that big of a following, you know, even if it's just your personal Facebook, things like that, you want to get the word out. So, you know, whenever you're doing that though, make sure that you're using those two-step URLs. You know, diversity is king when you're using this method, and that we've shown you all the kind of required channels that you should be spinning up when you're doing your launch, but that doesn't mean that you can't do more. If you've got an email list, a ManyChat list, all those other things, you want to include those in this method. You know, the JET method, you know, is, you know, everything. We're saying do everything that you can simultaneously, and this is going to absolutely get you amazing results. But one of the problems with people doing launches right now is they're picking one, you know, one method to rank and then walking away from it. The problem with that is it doesn't look natural to Amazon. You're not going to find out where you're getting the best traction when you are doing your marketing. So not only are you getting a launch here, but you're going to figure out quickly where your target market lives.
And make sure that- also, Andy, I think a really good tip on that is, you know, I had someone on RebateJet contact us and say, you know, my rebate hasn't been claimed. And, you know, what can I do? And I said, well, have you shared it? And they said, well, I haven't shared it. I don't really know where to share it or what to do. And it was in a specific niche. Well, imagine if you're selling, for example, a product for camping. If you share that in that discount as your own Facebook profile, you don't even have to. If you're, you know, I think this person was concerned because they were just running a Christmas promotion, and now this was like an even deeper discount, so they didn't want to make their customers upset by posting it on their business page. And I said, well, use your own personal profile or have a friend share it in, for example, you know, if it's a camping product, share it in an RV enthusiast group on Reddit, on Facebook. That's a very targeted audience that's going to be super interested in your promotion. That's going to not only bring more, you know, notice to your brand, but it's also going to really, you know, diversify the traffic and get a lot of different people kind of visiting your listing and checking everything out. So don't be afraid to share it and don't overthink it, right? People are happy to hear about deals, you know, so definitely share it and share it to a targeted group, a group, you know, if you're selling a baby product, there's tons of moms groups out there. If you have a friend that's in a moms group, message it over to her. You know, on RebateJet, we have these little shareable links. Just share it real quick and get it done. And, you know, you're going to really add some additional notice to your rebate and to your product.
Yeah, absolutely. Great points, Amy. All right, guys. So One thing I really want to mention here, which is kind of a game changer. So if you want to sign up, go to rebatejet.com. Now, we are really wanting you guys to check this platform out. We want to help you guys as much as we can get started on Amazon. So our base accounts are free, which I don't know of any other launch platform that offers this. So if you go to rebatejet.com and click on the seller link, that'll take you to the sign up. So you'll be able to run rebate campaigns for free. You'll be able to run instant rebates for free. And, you know, for the rebates, you fund the rebates. So, you know, if you're giving away 10 rebates and giving $5 off per product, then you deposit that money. And then we go through all of the steps to rebate those customers for you. You don't have to lift another finger. That's all automated on our end. So, you know, it's epic. You don't have to spend all the time that you would have to do if you're setting up things like ManyChat flows and, you know, paying people out via PayPal and all these manual things that you would have to do normally. We do all that for you. For the instant rebates, so that the coupon code campaigns, the base account is absolutely free. You guys can go right now and list products and we don't charge you a penny to do that. So go ahead and get those listed right now. You know, at the least, it's going to, you know, it's going to take you a couple minutes at the most. You're going to get you know, a bunch of sales today that you didn't expect. So go and check that out, guys. If you want to see kind of what we've talked about today, kind of in you know, long form text method, text, you know, message with photos and kind of step by step, go to rebatejet.com/launch method. And check it out. Now, guys, like Amy said in the beginning, we built this platform for you guys. So we want to hear from you guys how we can make this better. How can we make this more valuable for you? How can we help you guys succeed on Amazon? Reach out to us. Let us know. We are really, really excited for this platform because we know that it's gonna change the game when it comes to helping you guys, especially when you're first starting out. But I mean, as you're scaling the entire way, you know, we really are excited to be able to share this service with you
and
guys.
Andy, I don't know of any other platform that allows you to share deals in multiple different ways. In our step-by-step walkthrough on the blog post here, it's kind of a game changer when you talk about the different ways that you can send traffic to external traffic to your Amazon listing. And we even have a liquidation area where you can post liquidation products and all of that. So even if you're a seller looking to buy some and flip some liquidations, we have that out there for you. It's really a game changer. And what we want to do is provide really great content to teach you guys how to utilize each of these new features that we're releasing. But more importantly, we also want to hear from you. We want to know, what do you need? What is it that will make this even better for you? And then, you know, we can put out the content to kind of help you understand it even more. So our goal today was just to kind of show you how to use these rebates and these promotion codes to get more attention on your listing. If you have a listing, maybe you just optimize your listing, right? A lot of people are optimizing it. They're maybe not getting the sales that they expected in Q4. I've been getting a ton of listing review requests lately, and I've been reviewing those. And it's a lot of optimization stuff. So you re-optimize your listing. Well, now you got to do kind of a mini relaunch. You got to relaunch, you got to get traffic going again. So this is a really great way to get some additional attention on your products. It's also a really great way to get your products in the hands of customers that would normally not find you on Amazon, right? If you're on page 10, yeah, you can run expensive PPC. But also, you know, if somebody gets your product at a deep discount and they're super excited about it, they're going to be more apt to tell their friends about it and to look up your brand again to see what else you have to offer. And then on top of it, you're getting the extra benefit of sending traffic to your listing, which is incredibly powerful. So definitely check out the blog post and check out Rebate Jet. Let us know how we can improve it even more, and let us know how we can help you rock e-commerce.
Yeah, guys. And one last thing, you know, since we launched this, we kind of soft launched it. We haven't really, you know, thrown it wide until this is probably the first time we've ever thrown it really wide. And the reason we did that is, you know, we launched kind of a soft launch. We wanted to kind of, you know, figure out the kinks, figure out what's working, what's not working. And we feel like we've kind of gotten there. Now, of course, with any service, there's going to be stuff you run into, but like Amy said, let us know. We've been fixing stuff at lightning speed super quickly. Our development team we have, they're rock stars. But not only that, but guys, reach out to us if you want to be involved. If you see this and you're like, I would love to be involved, whether it's like investment, whether it's, you know, you want to be an intern and learn how we're building this company. If you want to, you know, give us be an affiliate, however you guys want to be involved, we want you guys to be involved. So reach out to us. You know, we would love to have you on this ride, because we know that this is going to be absolutely fantastic, and that this is just going to explode. So we're super excited, as you could probably, I'm not a super excited kind of guy. Amy will tell you this, but whenever I talk about this platform and kind of what we have planned, and you know, the ideas that we have for this platform, I just get super excited.
Yes.
All right, guys. So check it out, rebatejet.com. Like I said, free for sellers, the base accounts. You can check it out. Get back to us on what you like, what you don't like, things you want to see integrated. We'll get that set up ASAP. If you're a shopper and you're watching this, go ahead and sign up as well. Free account. You can get great products at a discount. You know, share it with your friends. They'll love you for, you know, turning you onto this amazing site that, you know, they can get great products for at a great discount. So thank you guys, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.